Around the World in a Chili by Nayan Chanda and read by Sagar Arya for Saga Egmont. The sun had just dipped behind the coconut, mango and chiku trees that ring Appu's house. The sky was still tinged with pink. The kitchen garden where the family grew brinjals, tomatoes and bottle gourd was still bathed in a soft light. Flocks of bird flew across the sky on their way home. Appu's mother was making fish curry for dinner and wanted some fresh green chilies. 12-year-old Appu had gone to the garden to pick some fully grown shiny green chilies when he was startled to hear a deep voice. "I am so glad your family likes my offerings." Appu's hair stood on end. He turned around to see who had sneaked up on him. The heavy but soothing voice seemed to come out of the knee-high, leafy chili plant. "Don't be frightened. I am Ajar Uchu, known as the Spirit of Chilies," it said. "You water the plants every evening and take care of them. I am so happy to be loved and admired. I am tens of thousands of miles away from home, and so your care means a lot to me." Appu took a few moments to recover from the shock of hearing a voice from the plant. Appu asked, "Where do you come from?"
"From very, very far. From the Americas. More precisely, from Mexico," Ajar Uchu answered. Appu had no idea where Mexico was. Before he could ask for more details, his mother shouted from the kitchen, "Appu, please bring the chilies in now." Ajar Uchu said, "You have to go now, I suppose. Come back tomorrow, and I'll tell you more. But please, don't tell anybody about our conversation. I'll tell you the story of our journey to India and all over the world."
Still dazed, Appu nodded and ran off. This little plant in the back garden came from far off Mexico.
"What took you so long?" Ma asked.
Appu remembered what Ajar Uchu had said.
"Oh, I spotted so many tomatoes that have grown on the plant since I last looked," he said.
He would learn later how the tomato plant, too, had come from the same place as the chili. Appu did not linger to taste the few pieces of fish that Ma had just fried. He ran off to his room and picked up the small globe that he had received on his last birthday. Impatiently, he turned the globe to see where South America was. It was on the other side of the globe. He quickly